Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Frank, and a good morning to you. We welcome you, of course, to the show every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Live broadcast the 9th of February, and we're looking forward to talking to you at the familiar number of 866-96-TALK-CARS. We've got our first caller up. Who is on the line?
Good morning. This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. Dave Serio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave.
Good. What can I do for you this morning on You Ought to Know?
Yeah, I have a question. I've talked to you before about my Equinox. It's a 2010 Equinox. It's pretty high mileage, just a little under 240,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I start it up in the morning, I'm starting to smell a little bit of exhaust.
Okay.
And I suspect maybe the exhaust manifold gasket or the exhaust manifold itself.
Right.
And I was checking my records. Had the timing chain in this car replaced about 90,000 miles ago, which is a little over 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the last time the gasket and the manifold would have been touched.
Right. Gotcha.
So I'm just wondering, do you think this is a manifold gasket issue, or is there something else that I should consider where the exhaust gas is coming from, and how do I proceed?
Well, it could be a flex pipe also, or any other gasket between the exhaust. You have gaskets between your catalytic converter also that could cause this kind of thing. So unfortunately, when it comes to a smell like this or a an exhaust leak, it's pretty much just have to get the vehicle up in the air, get it running, and just go through the vehicle from the front all the way to the back. But a lot of times we find a flex pipe also that can cause this. Flex pipes wear after a period of time, especially with the miles that you have on your vehicle. Very, very good possibility that a flex pipe could start to leak too. So that's a place that you want to look at also.
Now, is this any? I got a couple clues here that might be helpful to you. Is that whenever I start the car up, I hear a little bit of a rattle, and it's not a valve rattle. It almost sounds like an exhaust shield rattle,
right,
which goes away after a little while.
Uh-huh.
And then also on the top of the oil fill cap, I see a little bit of foam occasionally, and I understand that may have to do with a gasket problem.
Well, that's fairly normal. We see a little bit what we call blow by. Sometimes see your foam or your coolant is actually going to be a little bit of moisture is going to come up to the highest point of your engine, and that's where your oil fill cap is. So we're going to see that occasionally. That's not too serious, especially with the miles that you have. As far as the exhaust rattle, shields, normal operating procedure, have a little bit of rattle once in a while. They have little weld points, and that could possibly be a situation where one of those weld points is broken and it rattles. May not have anything to do with the exhaust leak, though. Could be two separate things. One could be a rattle, and one could be a leak. So just have to have the exhaust system going over, bit by bit in the air running in order to find out what's going on.
Okay, and last weekend I was trying to look for the shop that you recommend here in Frederick. Somewhere over on, I believe it's a Thomas Johnson, and I couldn't find what you're referring to.
That is Dynamic Automotive. They're over on Bite Court. Let me give you the exact address. That would be, let me see if I find them there. The one they have in the Frederick is 11 Bite Drive, 11 Bite Drive, and that's Suite D, and it's right off of Thomas Jefferson Road.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Dave. I'll pursue with them. I'll just have them check it out, I think, is what I'm going to have them do.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, Dave. Take care.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Have yourself a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's just as simple as that. Give us a call at our toll-free number, 866-96-TALK-CARS, and we'll get you on the air. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop will be calling in just a little bit. We also like to hear from Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive usually will join us. So feel free to give us a call. We'd love to answer your question right here at 866-96-TALK-CARS. You Ought to Know is brought to you by Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers, and the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. Find out more on the web at jasperengines.com or, of course, call them toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. You Ought to Know is also brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for just by Of course, guarantee your engine and transmission by servicing your vehicle, but BG services as recommended. Find out more on the web at bgprotectedforlife.com or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls, I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Back in just a few moments.
Behind you, you hear...
Shut up, stupid!
WFMD. You know, if you hear the magical sound, one of two things will pop into your head. Either one, I'm okay, I'm fine. I can beat this. Or two, I'm gonna go to jail. I'm gonna go to jail. I gotta let you go, babe. I'm gonna go to jail. Tell the kids I love them, man.
That is Gabriel Iglesias, probably one of the best sound effects guy that's out there right now in the comedy world. Does a great job. Good impressions and good sound effects. Gabriel Iglesias. I'm Dave Serio. We've got a guy right now that's coming on the air that we think's pretty good, too. He doesn't do impressions, but he gives his impressions. That is Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Michael, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you are out running around today, huh?
I am. We're not in the shop today. We're at the Motor Train International Auto Show.
Gotcha.
And just got here, as a matter of fact. Just got here.
So. Okay. And so far, so good?
Yeah, so far, so good. I'm at the DuPont Registry display, which if you want to see some really high-end exotics that fortunately we get coming in and out of the shop all the time,
right.
This is the booth to come to. I'm looking at a $600,000 Lamborghini.
Woo.
And a Porsche 911 GT2 RS, which you can only purchase if you have previously purchased the Porsche 918.
Wow.
So apparently Porsche is going the way of Ferrari that
yeah.
on their exclusive models.
Snobby.
You can buy what you can.
Snobby.
You can be.
They're snobby. I'm sorry. That's what they are. They're snobby.
You're exactly right. You will be invited to purchase this car if
uh-huh.
you already purchased the Porsche 918. So there you go.
Wow.
I don't think I'll have that problem.
You don't think you'll be getting a letter in the mail anytime soon or emailed to you?
No, I don't think so. Fiat Chrysler don't even send letters anymore.
Well, then you're lucky. I'm still getting them. Would you like to extend the warranty on your car? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I get those.
They beat you silly on that. That's for sure.
Now I'm standing in front of a Bentley SUV, which I never thought I'd see, but it is an absolutely stunning vehicle.
Very good. You're just hurting my feelings, mister. You really are. Now, you know,
I guess, you know, if you want an SUV in the $300,000 range, I guess this is the one for you. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Now, see, that's one of the complaints that we used to get about the Baltimore show is nothing exotic there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
good news is DuPont's brought a lot of stuff out there that the manufacturers aren't bringing.
DuPont brought a lot of cars. They've got, I'm guessing, about 10 cars in their display. I'm also standing next to something new that I didn't see last year. It's called the Baltimore Auto Group.
Okay.
And they're not used, they're pre-owned exotics.
Exactly.
So we have some Ferraris and Maseratis and some Range Rovers.
Good.
And then we come in through the Toyota display, and the new Supra is not here.
What a shame.
So probably the DC show will have that.
Maybe. Don't guarantee that, because even Baltimore and D.C. are sometimes slated from New York, unfortunately. And so you've got New York is the big show. You got Detroit and L.A. and Chicago, probably the four biggest shows in the country. And that's a shame, because I think a lot of people wanted to see the Super at the Baltimore show, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that was our friend Jay, he's a big Toyota Super guy, so he wanted to see it. But it's not here. But anyway, it's a really nice, it's really well put together this year. It's a little bit different. Everything's a little bit more space around it. And I what I noticed coming in was the manufacturers have brought not only the high end models, the fully loaded models, but they brought the base models too.
Okay.
And I didn't see much of that last year. I saw most of the high end loaded up models of the line, but Subaru, for example, probably has 35 cars in their display, everything from the base models all the way up to the top-end models.
Well, that's the way it should be presented. And, again, kudos to the dealers who got those vehicles there. Subaru, of course, may have brought their own. The national company may have brought their own. But a lot of these cars are just, from the dealers and bringing them out. And the great thing about this show, if you're interested in a new car in the next, 3 months to 6 months, this is the place to be. They're all here at the same place. So it saves you a lot of time.
This is the way to go. If you're shopping for a car, this is the way to go. You can come in, sit in everything. There's no pressure to buy, and if you buy today, we're going to give you this extra special price. It's none of that.
Right.
It's all just look and see. And as a matter of fact, they're not even handing out business cards.
Yeah, and sit in also. A lot of times you don't get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Even some dealerships, the models on the floor are locked up solid. So this is a good chance to sit in the car and get a good feel for it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
All right, so what do we want to talk about today besides all the new cars, mister?
Okay, we'll talk about protection. We've talked about everything getting you ready to put the protection on your paint. There's basically three types of protection. There's waxes, sealants, and coatings. And we're going to talk about coatings more in depth next week. So we'll talk about waxes and sealants.
Okay.
Waxes are a natural product. Carnauba wax has been around since cars were made of wood. Comes from a plant. And depending on the amount and the quality of Carnauba that is mixed in with your in the can or the bottle or whatever you get, you can pay anywhere from $6 to over $1,000 for a container.
Woo!
And obviously, and in this case, it is the more you pay, the better the wax you get. It's purified better. It's not mixed with as much petroleum products. There's no such thing as 100% Carnauba wax. That's hard as a brick, so it would not spread on your car.
Right.
So what they'll do is they'll put 100% Carnauba wax on the can, but that is the wax that's in the can. That portion that's Carnauba is 100% Carnauba, but it's melted down with a bunch of other chemicals.
It has to, yes.
So anyway, the Carnauba waxes will last you about 3 to 6 months. If you have a garage queen, don't think that it'll last you a year. It still evaporates, and if you take it to a car show, it will sit in the sun and evaporate. Mm-hmm. And every time you wipe it off or you wash it, you're losing some wax. So
it's going to sit. It's going to sit in the what? It's going to sit in the what? If you go to a car show.
Sit in the sun, I hope.
Not in Maryland. Come on now. Don't. That's not. That's exaggerate stuff now. Come on.
This is true this year. So you can extend the life of your waxes by washing it carefully with proper equipment and tools.
Right.
And using a spray wax to top it off, or using your spray detailers. That'll extend the wax's life. And then we move into sealants, which is kind of the difference between conventional oil and synthetic oil. Sealants are man-made products designed to give you a little bit more durability, 6 months to maybe a year, and you want to take care of those the same way. And in this case, it is still the more you pay, the better it is. And take care of it the same way, good washing techniques, using your spray waxes and your spray detailers. And then they're also now coming out with spray coating or spray sealants that will give you the same durability, but you can be done twice as fast. So you can look into that online. Just Google anything that we've talked about, or call me and I can point you in the right direction. And then next week we'll talk about coatings a little more in depth and if they're right for you or if they're not right for you.
Very good. All right, so what else are you seeing there, sir?
I'm at the Lincoln display, and they have a quick count of about 20 different cars. They have their new SUV, which is quite attractive. I don't see the model on it right yet.
It should be the Navigator.
But it looks more like the Range Rover Sport, to be honest with you, instead of just a big box.
Right. Well, I think that may be the Navigator. I think that's a brand new Navigator.
I'm looking at the side of it now. It is the Aviator.
Aviator. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very attractive car. Looks just like the Range Rover Sport in that kind of swoopy box style.
Right.
And I'm noticing also the color of this year is apparently what I call shiny gray primer. It is a lot of the cars are in that gray, the dark gray that looks like gray primer, but it's got a really nice shine to it. And I find it to be a very attractive color. My wife doesn't like it, but I do.
Okay. Well, I mean, everybody's got a different taste there in a situation like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we have about 2.5 minutes. Fill it up with some more information. What's there, mister?
Okay, Mini Cooper has all their models. I'm looking at the Minis right now. They have all their models here, which they're not so many anymore. They've gotten bigger and bigger over the years. So they have the Clubman and the all-wheel drive Countryman and the little Mini Cooper S. They have a John Cooper Works car here. And BMW has brought, I think they've brought everything that they made in the last 20 years. They've got a huge display here.
Very good.
And some very, very attractive cars. I'm telling you, the grays is, I'm looking around the whole floor, and gray is the predominant color. So that must be the color for this year.
Huh. And it is weird how every year seems to have a lot of the manufacturers lean towards a certain type of automobile, a certain type of color, you know? And but you don't see a lot of, I guess, Subaru, you see some sedans, but not very many sedans left.
No. The sedans, I think, are going by the wayside. I think everybody's, the crossovers now?
Yep.
And the small SUVs instead of sedans. And I don't know if that's because us old people can't get in and out of these little sedans anymore.
Oh, you know what?
It's just because that's the way of the world.
I bought a 10-year-old sedan, a Lexus, and I am thankful to everyone out there that doesn't like sedans, because I love this car, and the price was very reasonable because, again, sedans aren't selling well. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate that for giving me a good deal on my sedan.
Now, I'm standing next to a BMW 430i, and I have no idea what these numbers mean anymore. I used to be real into BMWs, but I can't. They changed all the numbers.
They have,
and it is a grand. It is a Grand Coupe. Now, I always thought the coupes were two doors, but this is a four door. So apparently they've come out with, they're calling these now grand coupes, the four doors.
It's probably like a six series. Yep, it's amazing. And they used to be able to, with BMW and Mercedes, if you saw their number, you knew exactly what engine was in there. Can't even do that anymore. So, all right, well, Michael, thank you so much for being with us, buddy. Yep, thanks so much for being with us and walking us through the show. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Have a great show. Enjoy it. And it's a convention center downtown Baltimore. Make your way down, folks. Michael Lambert, 410-833-1632. That, of course, is his contact number. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, you too, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
People have. Like that idiot who tore your door off when you left it open to go in and buy milk.
But when you got rear-ended because that goof never noticed you'd stopped on the highway to pick up what you thought was a dime.
Or when your engine seized up because none of your friends reminded you to check the oil.
You take better care of the car than your wife does.
But there's no point in getting all bent out of shape about a little dent and then have a head-on collision at home.
No, don't be the one who's trapped in your vehicle.
You may have a big mouth, but it's not the jaws of life.
No. No, you just smile and say, that's okay, honey.
We know you still love your car.
Just not enough to sleep in it.
From the Red Green Show, some of the stars of that show giving you some great advice. By the way, that great advice is absolutely included in the deal. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. That's right. You ought to know every Saturday morning. This is our 15th year, and we're glad to be part of WFMD's lineup. Always want to give us a call. We'd love to have you. If you've got a question about auto repair, maybe your car didn't start well this morning, maybe it's making a little bit of noise you're not familiar with, or maybe the heat's not working, feel free to give us a call. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. Whether you're listening in Frederick, Hagerstown, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., give us a call. Toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's see what we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
Hi, it's Craig Schiff.
Hey, Craig. Good morning to you, sir.
It is a beautiful morning. It got a little cool. We had some warm days there. I hope folks got out and enjoyed them, but it got a little cool here.
Yeah, the cold front came in, no doubt about it.
But I'll tell you what, it was nice and warm yesterday at dinner time at Shockley Honda when they had a reveal of the 2019 Passport.
Yep.
The brand new Passport, and they had a free dinner. So I shared it on my Facebook, so some of my friends showed up for a free meal.
Well, let me see if I get this straight. It was free meal, and you showed up? That's so unusual.
Can you imagine that?
I'm glad they treated everybody well, and the Passport is a beautiful vehicle, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I did some interviews of folks that were looking at it.
I saw that.
A lot of families were looking at that car because I think it's a good size. It's like right between the CRV and the, what's the bigger one called?
You got the Passport, the CRV, Pilot is the other one? Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the big one, right?
Yes, the Pilot. The Pilot is one of the big one, yep.
This one's like in between, and a lot of them seem to like the size of this one. And they were all climbing all around it and everything. They had three of them there. And they, when they did the unveiling, it was kind of cool. They had some smoke machines going.
Oh, nice.
And they had them drive into the showroom, and everybody was, like, standing there watching. And it was kind of cool. And they had a lot of food there.
Great.
My gosh, they had probably seven different restaurants. The theme was, like, food from around the world. So it was all different, all different cuisine. And I had to sample, you know, everything just to make sure that it was good, right?
Yeah, well,
I had to do a quality check.
Of course, absolutely. Give out information on where the dealership's located, and of course, it was Shockley Honda, right?
Yeah, they're on 85, just south of 270. If you just get off on 85 going south, there's the Toyota dealer and then the Honda dealer, and they're on the left there. And they've got them in stock. I don't know if it's it's unusual for 2019 to be released now. Aren't they usually released in 2018?
Yeah, they usually get released around September, but this is a half-year model, and they'll have it out for now through probably August, and then the 2020 will come out.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So do you know why they released it as a half-year model? I mean, I'm just curious.
I assume that they just wanted to make sure they had everything ready. I don't know of a specific reason other than, a lot of people get upset in January and February when they come out with a new model and they make it like a 2020. And, you know, mm-hmm. we just barely got into 19. So I think they're being smart by calling it a 19 model because sometimes it just gets ridiculous with how far ahead they bring a vehicle. So I think it's smart for them to make it a 19 model because a lot of times, for example, there was a vehicle back in like 1999 that literally was called a 2000 in January of 99. And some people found that to be a little upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to get real ahead of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But I tell you, it was a good looking vehicle, and it's supposedly very efficient, more efficient than the previous one.
Right.
And it's got an inch more ground clearance. Well, those two things don't seem to go together, but they figured out a way to do it.
And now you may have heard me thank everybody for making the sedan so reasonable because I love sedans, but everybody seems to love them SUVs and they're very popular.
I hear you, and I'm with you on the sedan thing because usually they ride better. Like for example, if I was going to get an Lexus, that big LS sedan.
Right. That's what I just bought. I bought an LS 460, a 2008. And got it at a really good price because sedans aren't holding their value as well as, the SUVs.
Exactly. And it's a fantastic car. Oh. I had a LS 400 back in the day. And
so
then I had an LS 430.
Right.
And both of those were just bulletproof, reliable, just fantastic riding cars. The only reason I got the Prius is to put the Segway in the back.
So sure.
If I didn't have that issue, I would still be driving the big Lexus sedan.
Yeah, I love it. I tell you, the LS 460, I found one with less than 100,000 miles on it, 2008. And it's amazing the prices. I mean, I got it for less than $15,000.
Now, are those still bulletproof, reliable?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The newer ones?
Absolutely.
And so if you maintain it, you're looking at a 200,000-mile-plus car.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to get that out of it without a problem. And it's amazing the options for 2008 that people probably wouldn't think that this car has, but it has everything. Now, it doesn't have the lane avoidance. And it doesn't have the automatic stop, you know, when you come to a stop, or, you know, when a car comes to, it doesn't have any of that, which I'm glad.
Yeah.
I don't need those nannies. I don't really prefer them. But it has everything else that you could want as far as, you know, Bluetooth and all the other features. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yep. I'll tell you, you can't beat a Toyota or a Lexus, but Honda is right there with them.
I agree.
And
absolutely.
And this one was a good-looking vehicle. So I just released the video just now during your show. So
okay.
This is a Dave Serio exclusive if people want to see what folks are saying about it.
All right.
Mainly people giving their opinions of it. And a lot of families were looking at it. So that's what I've got for you today.
That sounds good. Well, I appreciate that. They can find that on Facebook.com/Frederick County or also on Frederick.com's homepage, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
And you got a lot of other videos out there. So we appreciate you being with us, Mr. Craig. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. If you want to email Craig, you can email him Craig@Frederick.com, and he'll be more than happy to get back to you. And, of course, if you've got a feature or something happening at your business or your home that is going to be interesting, let Craig know, and he'll get it up there on the site.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Dave, for what you do.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Back with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. You're on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
Ejector seat, and then you're going to push that button and shoot me up to that window.
Well, what about me?
Well, once I get up there, I'll find a rope someplace, lower it down, and pull you up.
Are you sure this is going to work?
Don't worry. Once I'm up there, I'll grab that window ledge. It can't miss. Go ahead, press the button. The hospital. I think I just broke every bone in my body.
Don Adams and Barbara Feldon, of course, in 1986 and 1999, Get Smart. And if you remember that episode, which I do, I love that show, and I've watched it over and over again. That is the episode where when the ejector seat shoots him up there, the seat falls down behind the car first, and then a limp body just gets dropped down, and he jumps up, runs in the car and say, okay, 99, let's go. It is hilarious, in my opinion. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Brought to you by BG Products and Services and also Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Locally, Dynamic Automotive. There are four locations in the Frederick vicinity. And also Wassler Tire and Auto at routes 26 and 27 in Taylorsville. All both of those businesses offering expert import and domestic auto repair. BG products installed at all four Dynamic locations and also Wassler Tire and Auto, and all four locations of Dynamic Automotive installing Jasper Engines and Transmissions, once again, as well as Wassler Tire and Auto. It's great people to deal with. Dynamics locations are New Market, their original location, Liberty Town, Urbana, their biggest location, the 9-bay shop with a 4-bay quick lube and also a 60-foot car wash, and their newest location, downtown Frederick at 11 Bite Drive off Thomas Johnson Drive. Got to make your way there. Great people. And of course, Dynamic Automotive, one of the greatest things about them is they offer you a discount just for mentioning my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. That's it. Mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, and they'll give you 10% off your parts and labor ticket. Total, right off the top. No questions asked. That way you get yourself a nice discount at the end of the service that you have on your automobile, which I'm sure you'll be happy with. Once again, Dynamic Automotive, New Market, Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick. Find out more on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. Now, the guys at Wassler, Dave and his group, do a great job also. Wassler Tire is spelled W-A-S-T-L-E-R TLER, Wassler Tire Pros and Wassler Auto Service, located at 4274 Ridge Road, which is at routes 26 and 27. They're an expert import and domestic auto repair shop. They also work on medium trucks and motorhomes, as well as, of course, your regular independent trucks and also cars. They install BG products and Jasper engines, and they've been around for a long time, do excellent service, take good care of you. Give them a call at 410-635-8375 or find them on the web at wasslerautoservice.com. That's W-A-S-T-L-E-R autoservice.com. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who's this?
Hey, Dave, it's Jose with Dynamic Automotive. How are you?
Great, Jose. Good to talk to you, sir. Hope you're enjoying your day.
Yep, we're rocking and rolling over here. Busy, busy.
I'm sure. The colder weather did leave us for a little bit there, but now is coming back. That always helps your business, like it or not, to the customers that have to pay you. But
yeah.
It does cause problems with automobiles, especially, you know, temperature fluctuation. We definitely see that.
Yeah, it has really amplified it. It truly has.
So, are you the dynamic duo today, or are you all by yourself?
I'm actually, I do have Todd. He's headed up here right now.
Okay.
He'll break into the show in just about a second. There he is, as a matter of fact.
Great. Well, good to have you there, Mr. Todd.
Hello, how are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great, sir. We have Jose and Todd, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive at the Liberty Town location. And, Jose, glad to see you're feeling better. It really kicked you, huh?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, and it's been going around.
Yeah.
It seems like, a couple of my friends had it, and they passed it along to me, and of course, I've been real fair with people around me, too, by giving it to them also.
You know, you're a caring individual. It's just so terrible that everybody's staying a hell away from you right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to share stuff like that, it looks like.
We all do. Everybody's talking about it in Maryland, how that, and the temperature fluctuation doesn't help, even though, you know, if they'll tell you that it doesn't have anything to do with it, but I don't know. It seems to be more prevalent at that time of year.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people blame the weather, and when you're experiencing the extreme cold, and then all of a sudden it's 60 degrees, you gotta wonder. That's gotta do something.
I hear you. Well, we know what it does to cars. So, what's going on in the shop, Mr. Todd? What are you working on, buddy?
Oh, I tell you, the cold has been affecting us here. We had an older Buick that we lend out to customers when they're in need, and
sure.
You know, we loaned it out to a customer who was having a transmission failure on his Saturn Aura.
Right.
And lo and behold, that cold day we had last week, it broke our transmission in our car as well, sitting right in his driveway.
Poor guy.
Home the night before, came out to go to work the next morning. Car would not move off the spot.
El no go-o. Not good.
No go-o at all.
Yeah, that's the Spanish. That's Spanish, by the way, in case you didn't know. El no go-o. Yes. So, unbelievable. It's so embarrassing, but that happens in rental cars too. I mean, you got brand new rental cars and they break down. You know, somebody rents a car because their car's broken down in the shop and they give them a rental car and it breaks down. It happens, you know?
It does. But it was embarrassing, but looks like we're going to be putting a transmission in that one as well and breathe some new life into it.
I hear you. Well worth doing. And sorry to hear about that. It's never fun when it happens to your own automobiles, that's for sure.
Not at all.
We get a little bit of people right now are listening and saying, you know what? That's justice. There you go. We got it. They got it.
Exactly.
But you know, you laugh, but that's what it, you know. People, we have no superpowers. Okay, I love it when you're working on an automobile, and it's customary in our business, as you know, to put the driver's side window down when you're working on an R. You never know if it's going to be some kind of emergency. You need to get in the car quick. So you always, you know, work on the car. You put the driver's side window down. Well, if it doesn't go back up, okay, we didn't do anything wrong. We hit the button just like anybody else would hit, you know? And it is crazy when something like that happens.
Yeah.
You know, it does happen, too.
Sure.
You go to put it up, and it doesn't move.
Right. And then you call the people and say, well, we've got another problem. And they go, well, I never had that happen before. Well, we do believe you, but it happened, you know? So we're not looking for that kind of work. Trust me, you know?
Yeah, we've been down that path.
All right. We We have about 3 minutes, Mr. Jose. I know you're good at the 3 minute drill, talking about all four locations. So let us have it, Mister.
All righty. So if you need some service or repairs done in the Liberty Town area, give us a call here at 301-694-6250. We're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market, Maryland. Their phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah or my partner Lee at that location. They have the same hours as we do. Our largest location is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana. They boast a 4-bay quick loop facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. It's sort of our one-stop shop. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. Give them a call if you're in that area. And our final shop is in Frederick, right off of Thomas Johnson Drive at 11 Byte Court. Their hours are a little different. They're open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Big Bobby Allen runs that shop. That phone number there is 301-662-3300. And if you mention Dave Serio or You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repair you get done on your vehicle. Remember to mention Dave Serio or You Ought to Know.
Very good. And, of course, they can go to dynamicautomotive.net for more information on all four locations. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the New Market location?
The New Market location, we're actually going to supersize that. We're going to develop a new location directly across the intersection. It'll be an 8-bay shop to handle the capacity there. We've got people working outside in this cold, frigid weather, working on cars in the little shop we have there now, which is only a 2-bay shop. So we're going to start breaking ground come April, and that shop should be operational by the end of September. And we'll utilize both facilities to serve that area.
Well, you say breaking ground. By the cold weather you guys have been having up there, I guess it's about the only time you will be breaking ground is April. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's true, Dave. And we were expecting to break ground earlier than this, but we've been backed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It happens. Well, listen, we're glad that you're expanding the property there. It's going to be a beautiful shop because I know you guys do it right when it's ground up, no doubt about it. And all four locations. Todd and Jose, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate that very much. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dave. All the best to you, and we'll be talking to you again next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Dynamic Duo from Dynamic Automotive, Todd and Jose. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate that so much, and we look forward to talking to you next week. You've been listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.